In Dallas this morning, the district attorney's office will formally announce the discovery of some artifacts from the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. Jennifer Emily is a reporter for the Dallas Morning News, and she broke the story describing the contents of a safe in the Dallas County Courthouse.
There's a transcript of the interviews with all the prospective jurors, you know, when the court was deciding which jurors are going to sit on Jack Ruby's trial. There are typed notes of interviews done with Jack Ruby and his family members.
Jack Ruby was, of course, the man who killed the assassin of John F. Kennedy, Lee Harvey Oswald. And the most fascinating and controversial find is a document that appears to be a transcript of a conversation between Oswald and Ruby.
It's Jack Ruby and Lee Harvey Oswald plotting to kill President Kennedy because the mafia wanted to get rid of President Kennedy's brother, Robert Kennedy, who was then the Attorney General.
But Dallas Morning News reporter Jennifer Emily says there are all kinds of reasons why this document is unlikely to be what it appears, beginning with this one.
On that night, Lee Harvey Oswald was somewhere else. He was at a home in a town next near Dallas with his wife. And, you know, it really does not seem like it could be true.
Whatever the contents of the safe in Dallas turn out to be, they will give conspiracy theorists at least one more conspiracy about which to theorize.